Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
My topic today is inspired by the film I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, The Materialists.
Avec Véronica.
About a modern day matchmaker, where wealthy singles seek professional help to find the one. Hoping to tick as many of their preconceived boxes as they can. Rather like buying a home. It must have a kitchen island, be near to shops but secluded, have outside space but low maintenance, or in the case of a partner, they must earn $150,000 upwards, be tall, kind and hot, have similar interests, and a woman can't be over 30 or curvy. Impossible demands. Do you remember a traditional way of meeting the one used to be at someone's wedding? Because at least the two strangers had the bridal couple in common, which is what happened at the wedding of the late Catherine Worsley, Duchess of Kent, who married her Duke for love. At their wedding, a Spanish prince was seated next to a shy young Greek princess. So they had the Mediterranean to talk about, as well as being royal. And a year later, Sofia married Carlos. But then, as with the Kents, the Spanish royal couple didn't last the course either. Unlike Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip, who met as children and stayed together till death did them part. All three were love matches, not app-generated matches. But even with love matches, there's no guarantee of the happy ever after. The Duchess of Kent, who has just died, famously comforted Czech tennis ace Hana Novotná after losing in the Wimbledon final. But she was better known perhaps for converting to Catholicism and withdrawing from royal life and from her husband to become a music teacher. There's another film out at the moment called The Roses, a remake of the Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner banger movie The War of the Roses, which charts the hellish decline of what seemed to be a marriage made in heaven. This one has a very British feel to it. Talking of death did them part, the other great loss this week was Gorgeous George, not the great turtle, but Giorgio Armani. Married to one woman all his life, his craft utterly fulfilled him, empowering men and women to look elegant, stylish, almost non-binary when that term did not yet exist. His jackets were designed with my shoulders in mind, and wearing them did make me feel $1 million. But without spending that much money, of course. Hurrah for the sales. Today I saw a pair of Hermes boots retailing for £5,600. Would you even if you could? Or how about 120 million for an average superyacht? I guess if you can even contemplate that, why not a superyacht? A floating cathedral employing thousands of craftsmen. So why not? But boots. And talking of cathedrals, I just visited Notre Dame in Paris. And no booking was needed, and I waited just 5 minutes. One of the aspects that makes it magnificent, like a luxurious superyacht at night, is the lighting. Two rows of resplendent chandeliers all the way down the aisle, illuminating every moulding, every crevice. Another lover of luxury, one could argue, though for her it was a way of breaking out of the stultifying ambiance of the French royal court, was Marie Antoinette. Some of you may have seen Sofia Coppola's vision of what life might have been like for the young Austrian princess, married to a boy barely out of puberty. What did she do in her frustration? She spent money that the country could ill afford, famously ordering 40 gowns at a time and redesigning palaces. Some of Marie Antoinette's style is now the subject of a sumptuous exhibition at the V&A in London. But if you are in Paris, don't forget to head to Versailles, Marie Antoinette's country home, for the exhibition celebrating 100 years of Disney. Nearer to home on the 14th, Festifern, a very rustic all-day affair at Castel d'Arbieux. Or how about a simple supper at La Plancha at Castel d'Arbieux, or the new restaurant at La Softa, with a look at the art on display. Interrobe, more next time.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com